Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Dawn Grant with your 15 minutes of inspiration today. Hope that you're coming out of the weekend ready for a really great week. There's been lots of rain and lots of cold weather and snow all over happening right now and around the U.S. anyways. I'm hoping that inspires you to get some things done maybe in the house or to weather that storm and get out there and get things done. So, today, your 15 minutes of inspiration is a quote by Dr. Albert Schweitzer. And many of you may be familiar with Albert Schweitzer. He was on Earth from 1871 to 1918. In 1952, he won the Nobel Peace Prize for his philosophy, which he called the Reverence of Life. He's a really fascinating man, many really great beliefs within him. And basically, his philosophy was to follow the principle that one should have respect for every manifestation of life and a personal and spiritual relationship towards the universe. So seeing that we are all basically a part of the same thing, that life and love are based on that same principle, the same principle of respect for every manifestation of life, that the belief is that all have a will to live, and each and every one of them have the same reverence as one does to themselves. So it's really fascinating. He did a lot of really great work. There's fellowship, there's a hospital in his name. What he ended up doing was some medical missionary work in Africa with a comment saying that if books had been written about everything that ever been done between the non-colored versus the colored and the treatment towards them, and him having been from Germany, he felt like he wanted to try to make good in his own way for what had happened to the colored folks of Africa. So he took it on as a personal mission, and he's very well known for this hospital in Africa. But to him, he felt like having that hospital there was really his own reverence in his own life. And his claim then is that we all have to find our own reverence in our own lives, what it is that you can do for others. He has a lot of different quotes that he's well known for. Do something wonderful, people may imitate it. Constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. But the quote that we're going to talk about today from him says, "I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who will have sought and found how to serve." So now that you have a little background on Dr. Schweitzer, you can understand where this quote is derived from. The serving of others, but recognizing that we're all connected. So looking at the most immediate and the most comprehensive fact of consciousness as he was to see it, I am life, which wills to live, and I exist in the midst of life, which wills to live. So you're existing amongst life, which wills to live. And you yourself are life, which wills to live. So you can see then that in his mind of seeing how we are connected with a respect for life, and a respect for life which results from the contemplation of your own conscious will to live. And what this leads to is a person living in service to others and every living creature. And what he was really well known for was that, and really respected for, was that he put this theory into practice in his own life. He was a role model of this way of thinking and this way of being. So as you as a human have a will to live, what that does is it then leads others, other individuals, to feel the same way, as you are a role model to that. You're happy and you bring a, you know, emulate kindness, but it melts away hostility and mistrust and misunderstanding. That a man who is truly ethical only when he obeys the compulsion to help all life, which he is able to assist, and shrinks from injuring anything that lives. Again, is another one of the statements that he's made, or he did make. So he's highly respected for putting this theory in practice, service of others and every living creature. So he doesn't know what your destiny will be. I don't know what your destiny will be, and you as a person don't know what your destiny will be. If you've listened to my other shows, you've heard me say that there's lots of inspiration within us as unique individuals that we are, that makes us feel good about doing certain unique things in our lives. That we have preferences. If you think about your closest friends or family members, you know, they tend to be passionate about different things than you are. They like doing different things. They're able to express themselves in different ways. They have different talents, different abilities, different ways of communicating. And to me, this is all signals or symptoms of their underlying kind of purpose in life. Because it's things that excite you are the things that you're going to want to do, and bringing all that together can put you on a path of creating and doing what your purpose is here, your destiny. So one thing that Dr. Schweitzer felt he knew very strongly from all of his work as a doctor and a fellowship, schooling, he had an animal welfare program and funding, and his missionary work, he got really, really clear over the overall theme. And that is that you'll be really happy if you have sought and found how to serve others, not only other people, but every living creature. That everything has a compulsive, ethical will to live. So looking at yourself, And think back in your life. Think about times when you have served others. Think about times when you had put your own needs aside and helped others. And the good kind of healthy, happy feelings that were flowing throughout your mind and your body as you engaged in that activity. I know people that are in the 12-step program and the spirituality in that program that, you know, is a part of their everyday life. Acceptance and forgiving and serving others is a big part of that. You know, when a person has spent time in their life engaging in excessive drinking, drug use, or any kind of addictive behavior, habits like overeating, indulgence in sexual activity. There's all different kinds of excesses that can go on. That it's believed then that a person that has spent time participating in those types of excesses, they become very selfish, meaning that, you know, it's about them throughout the day, how they can get that next high or that next fix or that next part of their, you know, their habit. And the day is spent trying to figure out how that's going to happen or actually doing it. And a lot of times it's completely without the concern of how those actions or thoughts affect others in their lives. And so to counteract that, it's believed and been proven that by serving others, there's much good that comes from that. There's a separation of always having thought about yourself. It becomes a time of thinking of another. That it even feels like you're making up for times where you haven't put others first. But the really interesting twist on all of that is that by serving others, and in this example that I'm telling you, they sponsor folks that are coming into the program or that would like help through the different spiritual steps. And it's pretty well known that as you help another, what you're also doing is helping yourself. That the peace of mind or the learning or the messages and the information that come through that conversation actually end up helping both parties. But the one that is a sponsor is not only learning the lessons at the same time, but they're also getting that added extra huge benefit of those really great, loving, joyful, peaceful, happy feelings for having had sought and found how to serve. So I've definitely seen this in my own life as I volunteer for things like Joy to the Children, a Christmas party that I've been a part of for the last 14 years for economically disadvantaged families. But also in every day with the clients that come into my office. I see it as a mom when I'm helping my kids. So what I'd like you to do is to go into this day and go into this week thinking of times that you've served and how great it's made you feel. But go ahead and start seeking and finding how to serve others. And as Dr. Swetcher would say, other people in every living creature. So respect for life, which results in the contemplation of one's own conscious will to live. And this leads the individual to live in the service of other people and of every living creature. Definitely look at this seriously and find how you can make it a part of your everyday life. I hope that you have an amazing day, and tune in next time for your 15 minutes of inspiration.